Would you mind saying something? I want to hear your voice.
What do you want me to say?
That's good enough. It sure is good to have you back home again.
But I was only away 2 days, Les.
Yeah, I know, but I sure miss you, hon. One more can of chili and I'd be speaking Spanish.
Well, I don't mind empty cans all over, but did you need a new dish with every can? The sink is a mess.
What are you saving all them fancy dishes for anyway? Bet they haven't breathed a breath of fresh air for years.
Les, those are family heirlooms.
Well, ain't they to eat off of, or they're just to sit around and gather dust? You don't even drag them out when we have company.
Company? Looks like a company of soldiers has been in here.
Wow.
But anyway, I'm glad that you missed me.
I sure did.
What else has been happening?
Well, I've been practicing. I got a new arrangement on Dark Eyes.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Let me hear it.
I'll get my guitar. Listen. That was a kind of a welcome home number.
Oh, thank you, Les.
I'll play anything to keep you home. No more visits for you, huh?
From looking at the house, I don't think I want to leave again. Not even to go to the store.
Well, most women say they want a house that looks like it's been lived in.
This one sure does. Shoes and socks on the mantle, the bed isn't made, and look at you. Your shirt is inside out. Well, you haven't shaved. What have you been doing?
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. I've been working on one of my inventions. Mary, I invented a plastic mousetrap. It's very inexpensive, and I'm going to
put it on... plastic mice, of course.
Oh, cut it out, Mary. Why don't... Well, you want to sing something? I know. I play Dark Eyes for you. Why don't you sing something for me?
Okay. I have just the tune.
Well, good.
I'm a fool to care.
Oh, have a heart, Mary. You know I'm sensitive about these things.
Fool to care when you treat me this way. I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry when you tell me goodbye. You left me so blue when you were untrue. I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and call it a day, but I know I was I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. So why should I pretend I'll lose in the end? I'm a fool to care.
You did that tune very well, Mary, but you shouldn't look at me like that when you're singing it.
I was only kidding.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind the rest of the house being messed up, Les, but what have you been up to in the kitchen?
Oh, in the kitchen. Well, if you must know, I was going to surprise you, but I didn't have enough time.
Uh-huh.
I'm making new curtains.
Les, velvet drapes in the kitchen?
Sure. What do you want with them flimsy things that they usually hang in the kitchen? Those prints with waffles chasing salmons and stuff like that.
But velvet.
Well, I like something that can put its arms around the smell of frying onions and hold it there.
I should have known you'd like something like that.
Yeah, something that smells like a kitchen, in other words. Well, if I'd have been alone a couple more days, though, I'd have really had this place down to a system.
Well, there's something I've been wanting to tell you.
Oh, that can wait.
Here's Goofus. Let me ask.
Mary, did you notice how clean the rugs are? At least I can run the vacuum cleaner, huh?
You may know how to run it, but it doesn't look much like it turned it on.
Oh, you women, you figure that if you don't run it around 3-4 hours, you don't do anything. I just turn it loose and let it run by itself.
It's no.
Yeah, you should see the corners and the places it finds all by itself.
Well, you'd better forget vacuum cleaners and tell the folks about your Les Pulverizer.
Well, that may be a good idea. Folks, the Les Pulverizer, that's a name for a little invention. It's a gadget that I built up that makes one guitar sound like a whole string orchestra and one voice sounds like Fred Waring's Glee Club. Mary, would you like to demonstrate? You want to sing something?
Sure. How about some of these days?
Well, I'll play the guitar and you do the singing. That'd be perfect to demonstrate the Les Pulverizer.
Make me sound like the Andrews Sisters.
All right. Thank you, Patty, Laverne, and...
I knew you were going to say that.
Sam. that was great, Mary.
Les, I really got to tell you something now.
Well, is it important?
No, I guess not. You've been wanting more time to start your system around the house anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm going back to my sister's for a few more days.
Oh, no, Mary, you can't do that. You're kidding,
of course.
Goodbye, Les. Oh, no, Mary, come back here.
Goodbye.
Good night, folks.
Thank you.